Hi, this is Doug. I'm speaking to Anne about the festival. Firstly, Anne, could you tell me, why did you decide to do the festival?
It's something to do with the centenary of 1916. I thought it was important that there was something about emigration in it, so I sent out a press release announcing that Green Curtain Productions would be putting on a festival of new plays at a fringe theatre in London.
Isn't that a bit impulsive?
Probably, but at the time I really was quite passionate that immigration should form part of the commemoration of the Rising. No one can disagree with the ideals of the proclamation, but what did those mean to those who had to leave the country because of poverty, lack of employment, or restrictions on their personal freedom?
What do you mean?
Well, for example, Liam the Republican prisoner, whom we meet in the first play Traitor, Cowards and Cads, which is set in Wandsworth Prison in 1916. He's fought in the Rising, and he thinks that the Rising will mean great things for the start of a new country. But some of the characters that we meet in the other plays will definitely disagree with him.
In what way?
Well, if you take the economy, for example, Liam thinks that the workers will get a fairer deal in the New Republic. But in Jackals by Night, which takes place in 1943, we meet Dubliner Patrick, who joins the RAF because he can't find work. 30 years later, in Just Above Dogs, we learn that Mickey and Deck have come over from the west of Ireland for the same reason. There isn't any work there. And then, of course, there's religion and personal freedom. Once again, in Jackals by Night, we meet Bridget. She's the young wife of Tommy, who's come over to enlist in the RAF as well. But she's become increasingly aware of the influence of the Catholic Church and how this is going to impact on her life as a Protestant.
So what is your involvement apart from producing the festival?
I've written two plays and will be directing three.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, we've a great crowd of writers, enthusiastic actors, lovely directors, and the managers at the Lion and Unicorn and the Colour House Theatre have been great.
And what do you hope people will think about it all?
Firstly, I hope they'll be interested enough to buy a ticket. We're unfunded, so the money from the festival's coming out of my savings, so we need those ticket sales. Secondly, I hope they'll be kind to us. We won't get it right the first time, but it's a start. So I hope they'll like it, but not be too critical as well.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Doug.